Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. You know what time it is. 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Thursday night. This is Long Shots Radio, Prime Time Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Guy Sports Talk Radio, this is what we're about. Gambling tips, the big wagers, the biggest games. Do you want to be on the right side? Listen into the radio show, Long Shots Radio, Primetime Edition, with your host, Donnie Wrightside, recapping what happens during the week and also what's going to happen along with future impacts and upcoming matchups. Gambling tips is what we're all about, what we look for, why is the line moving, public versus Vegas. This is the show where it all goes down exclusively on TrendBetting.com. A sensational summer ahead of full baseball action, NBA playoffs in full swing, NHL playoffs in full swing. What a great time to be in the industry, folks. Sit back, grab a chair, grab the best cigar you have. Listen up. It's Long Shots Radio, Primetime Edition, with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Welcome to the show. It's another Thursday night edition of Long Shots Radio, Prime Time Edition, with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Going to have a lot of fun on the show tonight. There was a short MLB card, which we're going to go over a couple things. And not to mention, we are getting our, teeth kicked in our first five-inning wager with the Colorado Rockies. We're going to go over what we saw in that game, what we shouldn't saw in that game, and also how to improve ourselves. But, hey, there's no complaints this week. We're 6-1 heading into tonight on the week. We're about to be 6-2, which, I mean, you can't complain too much about that. You're going to win some. You're going to lose some. 18-7 run, which will now be 18-8 over the last 26. So, once again, no complaints there. Just going to have to regroup, gather up, and start again on tomorrow. And we're going to take a fresh look at Major League Baseball for tomorrow, go over a couple games that might be interesting to look at. And once again, we have it capped for tomorrow, so that first look is going to come with just some raw thoughts on what you might want to look at tomorrow when betting and wagering on Major League Baseball. It's a full slate tomorrow. Tonight, as I said, was very short on the card. Had a couple games circled. Didn't like too much, but I thought we found some value with the Colorado Rockies. And once again, in just a few minutes, I'm going to go over what I saw in the Colorado Rockies game, why I fired on it, and of course, why it's, you know, bad miss. It's 5-0 in the bottom of the third. Kid's terrible in the mound, Rusin, for tonight. And also Phelps on the other side. He's not a very good pitcher for the Miami Marlins, but again, I digress. We'll get into that and take a look at what we viewed during those games. Once again, folks, welcome to the show, Long Shots Radio Primetime Thursday Night Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Welcome to the show. It's Guy Sports Talk Radio. You know what we're about. We love sports. We love to talk about sports. And, of course, we love to gamble on sports. It's Guy Sports Talk Radio. Betting myself, you know I love NCAA football, NCAA basketball, Major League Baseball, NFL football. It's what we love to do. It's what I love to do. And more importantly, winning money and putting money in my friends' and clients' pockets. It's what it's all about. And, folks, it's a lot of fun. We're going to hope to continue to do that down the line. On the radio show itself, we hope to get a television show a little bit later on down the line. Right now we're doing the show on Mondays at noon and also right now Thursday Primetime Edition, and it's been a lot of fun. Down the line, we love to take some phone calls from the listeners out there and get their thoughts and sort of trade information back and forth to see what works, but that's going to take place. Most important thing about the show, we like to recap what happens during the week, which we're going to go over in just a little bit, and certainly what's going to go on for tomorrow's action, and certainly carrying you through the weekend with Major League Baseball. Gambling tips, that's what we're here for. What we look for, why is the line moving? Public versus Vegas. If you're reading lines today, you're probably doing very good. I like to take the lines into the equation more in football season, as you hear me say that all the time, especially with where the public is betting, because football is a great indicator for where Joe Public is going, and you might want to take the other side or at least look at the other side for the reason why most of the public is hanging on a certain wager or not. During baseball season, and we're going to take a look again tonight, some of those lines were a little bit fishy, and fishy for good reason. We'll take a look to see why Vegas was right on a couple of those movement lines. If you haven't listened to the show about myself, 20 years in this program, in. Online selling picks for about two and a half years with Right Side Value Plays, which is my personal website, but also with Trend Bet, the team at trendbetting.com. Have been with Lucky Lance Williams for about 2 years as well. Great guy. We'll go over that website in just a few moments there. The 401k approach, I use it more during football season. Hit and miss, get right on out. You know, you're looking at maybe one, two, or three plays during football season in college, and certainly maybe one or two plays in the NFL. It's a lot of fun. We had a very successful season last year on our five-star premium plays, and we hope to get back at that as well. Baseball season, there's a lot more games, so we're going to use a lot more numbers to our advantage, so there is a slight increase in plays. Tonight, we only had one play. Looks like it's going to lose. Yesterday, we had three plays and went 3-0. So it's going to balance itself out. You just want to make sure that you're firing on the right sides of the games, which, again, tonight, hey, when we win, we tell you. When we lose, we tell you. Tonight was an awful, awful pick. And again, we're going to recap why we went over that pick and what we should have looked out for, but did not avoid it. Myself, if you see me online, at RightsideVP, on Facebook, at Donnie Rightside. Any questions you have, just want to bounce a couple thoughts off me, just reach out. I'm always available on Twitter there. I love to go back and forth with everybody there, trade information, and certainly get a couple good laughs. That's what the information highway is about. Use it to your advantage. Somebody else is doing really well. See what he's doing. See why he's capping games and the angles that he's choosing. Somebody's not doing so well, you can certainly use that type of information as well. Videos, you know, on the website there, I do post them every once in a while. Having a little bit of technological difficulties with my Power Director service, but we hope to get that back up online and certainly get a lot more videos out to you there in the near future. Folks, just want to take a quick moment here to go over why we're here tonight. Trendbetting.com. It's an elite, elite website with a lot of good handicappers on there. We have all the needs that you're going to want, and certainly every single type of angle that you're going to want to play. If you like to play favorites, we have that. If you like to play underdogs, so it's horses, tennis, soccer, hockey, basketball, mixed martial arts. It's all there and waiting for you at trendbetting.com. If you've never been to the website, folks, take a minute, go to trendbetting.com, top right-hand corner, click on the experts tabs. You'll see a complete team of handicappers there that are there to help you out. Prices, as we always say at trendbetting.com, are priced cheap and affordable. A lot of guys doing very well. Travis the Hitman, Terry, CJ the Razor. I'm on a nice little heater as well. Lucky Lance Williams is the steward of the ship, the brain trust, the CEO, a fantastic guy. If you haven't talked to him there, reach out on Twitter to get a hold of Lance and also on Facebook. Great guy. Again, I don't trust a lot of people in this industry. Lance is somebody that I do trust, and that's why I did elect to go off of my website and join up with trendbetting.com and align forces there. It's the same thing. A lot of people ask me, say, you know, you have two sites there. It's the same thing. You're getting the same play on trendbetting.com that you are on rightsidevalueplays.com. You have to win and lose with integrity. That's how you get long-term relationships, long-term clients, and friends. You're going to lose money in this business. There's no question about it. You just hope that you can win more than you lose. If somebody's on a heater saying, I hit 70% for the entire season or for the entire year, I don't lose. I have a guaranteed play tonight. Most of it's false advertising just to get you to buy in. We don't want your money for one night, folks. We want to have a client and a lasting relationship, and that's what we're about at TeamTrendBetting.com. If you click on the experts tabs, you'll see Lucky Lance Williams, myself, Donnie Rightside, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, my man MMAJ, Travis the Hitman Terry, the Saffinator Frank, Buzz, and Payoff with Perks, your NASCAR affiliate there. He was just added a couple weeks ago and doing very well on the racing circuit, so you definitely want to check him out. But once again, folks, the most important thing there, there's something for everybody no matter what angle you like. Reach out to us. We'd love to help you out and certainly put you on more right sides than wrong sides. But we have a great action-packed show tonight, folks. We're going to take one really quick break. We're going to view a couple things with Major League Baseball and really hit it hard and make sure that you're on the right sides setting up for tomorrow, folks. Hang on real quick. We'll be back in about 2 minutes. Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Rightside. Hey, folks, this is Donnie Rightside with TrendBetting.com. You've heard me on Long Shots Radio Primetime and Major League Baseball Edition on the radio. Just wanted to let you know the team at TrendBetting.com is ready to work for you. If you have not done so in the past, folks, click on TrendBetting.com. Go to the experts tabs. A team and a fleet of staff is ready and available to assist you in building your bankroll needs. Lucky Lance Williams, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis the Hitman Terry, Jeff Brandeis the Saffinator, Frank Buzz, and Brian Perks. There is something for everybody here at TrendBetting.com. Prices cheap and affordable. NCAA action, National Football League, NBA, fantasy football. It's all here and waiting for you. Join the team at TrendBetting.com. Prices are cheap and affordable. Let us put you on the right side at TrendBetting.com. Folks, welcome back to the show, Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Let's get right to the punch tonight and take a look directly at Major League Baseball. Now, I know there is an NBA game a little bit later on tonight, and we're not going to have much time to talk about it, so if you are wagering on the game, you know I don't. Good luck, but I am on Team LeBron at this point. I am rooting for the Cleveland Cavaliers. So what that means to you, go ahead and take the Golden State Warriors and build your bankroll the right way. Now, back to Major League Baseball. Let's go over a couple things and recap some thoughts. As I said before earlier in the show, we're having a very nice week. Heading into today, we were 6-1 and on an 18-7 run overall. Over, I believe that's the past 14 days. I'm not exactly sure on that, maybe 14 to 16 days based on the monitor that I was looking at. Just to take a look at a little bit of insight of what we looked at during the streak, if we just move back one day to yesterday and the day before, it's a very, very good microcosm on my philosophy on sports gambling with Major League Baseball. Over the years, we've done a lot of things, run lines, reverse run lines, first five innings, full games, money line, you name it, we've done it all. But we seem to have found a nice little niche in first five inning wagers. And I call it, if you saw me online and you've talked to me there, I call it betting in a vacuum. What I like to do with the equation is say, all right, I know the pitcher is going to be starting. I know the other pitcher is going to be starting. And I know the lineup. There's going to be technically no pinch hitters. And unless your pitcher gets wrecked early on, he's not coming out of the game. So chances are in the first five innings, if you have an ace on the mound and he's really laboring there but he's getting through it, I don't care if he throws 110 pitches over seven innings because all I need him for is to go the five innings. So if we found a nice little niche there with the numbers that we're looking at between the hitters and the batters, and I like to call it again betting in a vacuum, I can see exactly what's going to take place there for us. You know, you're going to win and lose, obviously, and you hope to win more than not, but you get a better feel. I mean, how awful is it to pick the pitcher, he deals for seven innings, 105 pitches comes out, he's up 3-1, the bullpen comes in, you lose the game 5-3. We've all been there. This takes that out of the equation, because what you're looking at saying is if you took an ace, let's just say, a la Matt Harvey. Matt Harvey gets blown away by the third inning, he's down 7-1. There's a good chance you weren't going to win that entire game anyway, down 7-1 with your ace pitcher who you bet, and he's going to get pulled that early. Now, flip it over to the first five innings. He's dealing through the first five. Faces the minimum batters, hasn't given up a run, and Lucas Duda, quick swing and a home run there, and it's 1-0, and you won the game. When he comes out of the game in the seventh inning and it's still 1-0, it's a coin flip the rest of the way and basically grab your ankles because you do not know what's going to take place, who's going to pinch hit, who's going to get called in from the bullpen, who's going to come in rusty, who was out late in the bullpen. You have more of a chance of losing that way than winning. So once again, we found a nice niche in our first five innings and take it back just to yesterday. Yesterday was a very, very good day at TrendBetting.com and RightSideValuePlays.com. Swept the board 3-0. Very, very nice night for our friends and our clients. Taking a look at the first game we looked at was Chen versus Porcello. That was the Orioles versus the Red Sox. A couple key ingredients there. Porcello is a high-priced free agent. He hasn't been pitching up to it. There's no question about it. Have the Orioles been struggling and the Red Sox been struggling? Yes, but we found a nice little bit there that showed Rick Porcello did not do well against the starting nine of the Baltimore Orioles. Did they tattoo him? No, but it was good enough to win, and the struggling bats of the Boston Red Sox did not show up. We had a nice 3-1 winner over the first five innings. It did end up winning the full game as well, but a very easy and comfortable win based on that equation, because once again, we're not matching up out of the bullpen. We looked at the starting nine for the Boston Red Sox, and we looked at the starting nine for the Baltimore Orioles and found a lot of mismatches in those equations. If we take a look, there's no need for names to be required on that. Baltimore starting nine versus Porcello yesterday. Take a listen to this. These are the averages of the starting nine. 331, 571, 258, 261, 310, 154, 400, 429, and 500. You have to dig deep and find those gems. Now, those numbers get completely thrown out of the equation late in the game because now you're facing guys that they may not have seen in the bullpen, lefty on lefty, righty on righty, specialists come into the equation. Over the first five innings, we knew Porcello would be pitching the five innings, and we liked those hitting matchups, so we squared that up and nailed it. So not so much from a pitching standpoint over the first five innings. We relied more on the hitting aspect with the Baltimore Orioles, and that carried us to a victory. Game two, a little bit different. Loesch versus Morton in Pittsburgh versus the Milwaukee Brewers. Loesch has not been pitching well his last three games. We know that. Pittsburgh's at home, a very, very good home team. Morton's not the greatest pitcher. He's a steady guy. They win that game 2-0 in the first five innings and also 2-0 for the full game. So if you had bet the full game and also on the first five innings, you'd be 2-0 either way. It didn't matter. But once again, Loesch, I expected to get to him early. That's what I wrote up, gave that out to the friends and family and clients there. So they're going to get to him. They got to him in the first with 1-0. They should have actually had more, but did. Sterling Marte was thrown out at the plate. So they kept the 1-0 lead. Second inning, though, the Pedro Alvarez led off with a solo shot to make it 2-0, and that was all she wrote. That was fantastic. So we did pull away and certainly grab a nice, nice win to go 2-0 in there. But that one was more about the pitching, whereas Loesch is not a very good pitcher at this point, just a journeyman, basically. And they got to him early. I thought they would get to him to about four or five runs over five innings. They only scored twice, but Morton was on point. Continuing with his nice season as well. That lifted us to a 2-0 record. Now, the next game is a perfect scenario of why we like to take a look at some interesting matchups. Quintanilla for the White Sox is just, again, your journeyman average pitcher. But Velasquez for the Houston Astros is a kid who's never made a major league start yet and has only been promoted to Double-A. He was a flamethrower in Double-A. What does that mean to the major league hitter? If you have very, very good stuff, you know, a lot of terms and a lot of times, Double-A is more important to a major league organization than Triple-A. Triple-A is almost like the end of the line, the 30-year-old player. Maybe you get called up, maybe you don't, but your aces and your studs, your big hitters, your upcoming prospects typically go from Double-A to the major leagues, depending on what the Major League Baseball team is looking for. Now, this kid, along with Lance McCullers of the Houston Astros, made that jump very successfully about 3 weeks ago, and he's been sensational since coming up, a lot of strikeouts. This kid was the same way. You knew he might have a little bit of jitters, but it was the perfect scenario. He was going on the road to Chicago, who is not scoring a lot of runs based on the major league totals over the full 30 teams in Major League Baseball. I believe there's 30 teams. I hope I didn't get that wrong. But over those 30 teams, they are in the bottom quarter of that equation. So if you've never seen a flamethrower kid with some good stuff, it's going to take you maybe one or at least two trips through the lineup. Now, what does that mean for me? I'm not taking you full game. All I need is the kid to get through two at-bats of the other guys. So Velasquez was fantastic yesterday, going directly 1-5 in the first five innings, not giving up a run. Houston Astros scraped out a run to give me a 1-0 winner, but also over the full length of the game, they lost, being the Houston Astros, 4-1 to the White Sox. Because after the young kid was pulled out after five innings, they started to get to that bullpen. Take the bullpen out of the equation, folks. Learn to look at the starting pitcher matchups and also the hitters there. But also when you just see a novice batter might say, boy, I'm just going to take Quintanilla. There's just some kid, you know, coming up from rookie ball, and he's going to be throwing his first Major League Baseball game on the road. Why not just take the White Sox? If the kid has electric stuff, he's going to stunt the other team's bats, just because they haven't seen him. If the kid's throwing 94, 95, 96 with a nasty hook, you haven't seen the way the kid pitches, his arm slot yet, what he likes to do, what he's comfortable with. It's going to take you one or two bats through the time. So that's what you're banking on, saying, you know what? You don't know what I'm going to throw you yet. My stuff's electric. It worked exactly the way we planned it. 1-0 win over the first five innings, which gave us a 3-0 night. And again, if you bet the full game, you only would have been 2-1 on the night, but we used that to our advantage on the first five. Taking it back one day before, we actually had two pushes on our only games of the night. That was the Astros with Dallas Keuchel and the Boston Red Sox with Rodriguez on the mound. Both of those games were 1-0 losses full game, but 0-0 at the end of five. Keuchel was sensational, got into trouble one time with a bases loaded and nobody out situation, but was able to pitch his way out of that. Rodriguez was fantastic versus the Orioles, and it's a shame because Brock Holt had Pedroia on third base with one out and struck out at the plate. They just couldn't scratch a run home. And it was kind of painful to watch. But again, no harm, no foul in those two pushes. If you took both of those games full term, you went 0-2. So once again, we're really finding a nice niche on first five innings of baseball wagers. If you haven't added that type of situation to what you're looking at or what you're playing in major league bases, take a look at it. It's another option for you there. You can never learn enough. Just take a look at those first five innings. See if you could bet in a vacuum as well. And you'll find, I believe, a lot of success as well to add to your repertoire. Taking a look at Major League Baseball today, and as I said earlier, they're taking a look at some lines that really didn't pass the smell test, and one of them we got caught up in, and that was on the Colorado Rockies. Colorado Rockies still down 5-0 in the bottom of the fourth. We already wrote that one up as an absolute loser in that situation. But taking a look at the earlier line, had talked with a couple people online and also my guys over at Trend Betting. A really weird line today was the Oakland Athletics favored, you know, anywhere between minus 170 to minus 160, depending where you got the line at, and that was Kazmir versus Gonzalez. Now, Kazmir's been very good all year. Left, if you remember, a couple starts ago in the third inning with, I believe it was elbow or shoulder tightness. Came back in the next game, didn't pitch very well, took the loss also, and he's heading into the game with another young cat, Gonzalez, Chichi Gonzalez, who's 2-0 heading into this game and basically lights out. Now, you look at that game on the equation and say, why is Oakland, who's struggling with the bats on most nights, giving up that much to a team that hits fairly well and can play the part of a spoiler very easily with a kid on the mound who's young and who's throwing heat? I mean, Vegas was right on target. I know a lot of people out there were looking at, you know, the +1 or +1.5 with the Rangers, and I tended to agree with them, but sometimes when you look at a line with Vegas, you know, you got to shake your head and realize why that line's there. Maybe they know something a little bit more than you do, because as I always like to say, the smartest guy in the room is not the gambler. It's the guy setting the lines, you know, just food for thought on that. So that game, which to me the lines smelled a little bit funny, was exactly correct. If you bet the Braves today, I really feel bad for you. They dominated that baseball game and ended up getting beat 6-4 in the 11th inning. That was a 4-1 lead for the Braves, and they absolutely imploded in that game, and that was a shame. Taking a look, if you had even the under in that game, I mean, you are absolutely cruising in that game, and you end up getting blasted as they put up a 10 spot. Indians blew out the Mariners today. Hey, I mean, if you're going to bet money on the Indians today with Markham on the mound, I mean, good luck to you there. Jay Happ's been okay this year. That was a game we really didn't have circled. It didn't have a good feel on, but boy, oh boy, I mean, especially if the game, that's just looking at baseball, which is crazy. The day before, the Seattle Mariners laid a wood on the Cleveland Indians, and tonight it goes reverse with a 6-0 win. Games going on right now. Red Sox still struggling with the Baltimore Orioles. It's a 5-3 game in the top of the fifth. Tillman on the mound. I mean, both these guys pitching tonight are getting lit up like a Christmas tree, so there really is no surprise there. Miley, not a very good pitcher. He's given up 9 hits on 4 innings, 5 earned runs, and only struck out 3. Manny Machado went yard in that game, as well as Adam Jones. Giants with a 2-0 lead over the Mets in the fourth inning. Marlins with a 5-0 lead over the Rockies in the bottom of the fourth. Rays up 2-0. Colome, which I'm never going to ever back that guy, but Garrett Richards has been really struggling over his past couple starts, and that Angels lineup really left something to be desired after the first four. I guess it was Ibar, Trout, Pujols, and Calhoun. That 5-9 is just terrible. If Giovatelli is your fifth hole hitter in a game, chances are you're probably not going to score too many runs, and they don't even have a run on the board yet. They're down 2-0. Actually, as I said that, look at that. Put the reverse jinx on. Giovatelli just singles the center to lead to get a man on base in the fourth inning. So there you go, Giovatelli. You know I can't stand you. And what do you do when I'm bad-mouthing? You get a base hit right off the bat. Looks like the Cubs jumped out real early on the Reds, up 3-0 in that game. Miguel Montero with a 3-run blast to get the run started there. Nationals up 1-0 on the Brewers tonight. And it looks like Harper was safe on a throwing error. So that's how they scored that run. That is 1-2-0. There's a big, big slate of Major League Baseball action tomorrow. Folks, we're going to take just one more quick break. We're going to come over and preview all those games tomorrow and get a couple quick flips on there. Folks, hang on. Be back with you in 2 minutes. Long Shots Radio, primetime edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Hey, folks, this is Donnie Wrightside with TrendBetting.com. You've heard me on Long Shots Radio Primetime and Major League Baseball Edition on the radio. Just wanted to let you know the team at TrendBetting.com is ready to work for you. If you have not done so in the past, folks, click on TrendBetting.com. Go to the Experts tabs. A team and a fleet of staff is ready and available to assist you in building your bankroll needs. Lucky Lance Williams, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis the Hitman Terry, Jeff Brandeis the Saffinator, Frank Buzz, and Brian Perks. There is something for everybody here at TrendBetting.com. Prices cheap and affordable. NCAA action, National Football League, NBA, fantasy football. It's all here and waiting for you. Join the team at TrendBetting.com. Prices are cheap and affordable. Let us put you on the right side at TrendBetting.com. All right, folks, welcome back to the show. Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Let's get into some Major League Baseball for tomorrow, taking a look at some early looks. It's a full slate of games. There is one 4 o'clock game Eastern Standard Time with the Chicago Cubs tomorrow, which might be on the radar there. You know me, I like to shy away from those afternoon games. Never really know where sometimes those teams' heads are at. But if they do have a home game or a home team there that is digging in for like the weekend there and staying home with other teams in a travel day, that's always an angle that you want to take a look at. But once again, full slate of games tomorrow. Let's get into it. That early game tomorrow, Cincinnati Reds with the Chicago Cubs. My man Johnny Cueto takes the mound versus Hamill. Looking at that game, it's hard right now to take the Cincinnati Reds. Only being there is Billy Hamilton. I love what they do, putting the pitcher in the 8-hole and putting Billy Hamilton in that 9-hole. Sort of gives that double leadoff hitter with Brandon Phillips, flipping over that lineup to like Votto, Bruce, and Todd Frazier. I really, really think that is a smart move to do. The only problem now is the lineup now somewhat healthy is no longer healthy at this point. Zach Cozart goes down for the end of the year on the DL with a terrible knee injury on the Phillies in the bottom of the first inning yesterday. Sort of twisted up his knee going into first base. Almost looked like he slipped on the bag and then jammed his knee. I didn't see what the final prognosis was, but I assume he probably blew his knee out on that hustle play down the first base line. But if you looked at the Reds lineup, I mean, very, very formidable because Zach Cozart's still a decent player. Also, another guy with a fractured wrist is Marlon Byrd. If you had that lineup fully intact and healthy, the Reds are very, very formidable, especially with an ace like Johnny Cueto on the mound. But now you got to take a couple things with a little bit of a grain of salt because it looks like really they only have three hitters in that lineup that you have to worry about. And Jay Bruce is borderline. I mean, he has some power, but he does have a lot of swing and miss in him there. So, I mean, it's basically, you know, until Brandon Phillips gets back, I don't think his groin injury is too severe. He was just in the batter's box, got out of the way of a pitch that was inside, crossed home plate, and, you know, there goes the groin at that point. It's just a freak injury there. But they're down to like a 2 or 3 hit type of team. So they're back on my, you know, I don't want to say do not bet list, but do not watch list at this point. Chicago Cubs with a good start tonight. I like that team. I mean, that's a young team ready to build and get ready for. So there's no surprise that they're actually a favorite tomorrow with an ace like Johnny Cueto on the mound, just for the simple fact is, can they put up any runs to help Cueto? I mean, if you pitch around Joey Votto and just, you know, not give him too much to hit, that team's not a very good offensive team. So you're looking at one of those games where if Cueto's going to win it, he better win that game 2-1. So taking a look at that game tomorrow, not too sure if that's going to really be on our radar, but simply just, just to look at. Game two tomorrow that we're going to take a look at, Pittsburgh Pirates, Philadelphia Phillies. The Phillies stink, and they're running out a journeyman in Kevin Correa tomorrow. Where are the arms in the minor leagues for the Phillies? You got Jerome Williams up at the big leagues. You got Aaron Harang. You got Kevin Correa now. You got Sean O'Sullivan. I mean, 2008, 2009, 2010, 2011, the Phillies were absolutely dominant with arms. Now it seems like they just have none. There's a couple guys in the minor leagues that are making some waves, like Zach Eflin and also the young kid Aaron Nola. But they've whiffed on a lot more than they've actually produced. Again, Kevin Correa is up tomorrow, folks. Just let that sink in. Now, Jake Locke stinks. He's 5-6 in his 11 starts with the team, 3-3 for himself, 5.37 ERA with a whip of 1.5. He stinks. Kevin Correa, I mean, what are you going to get? Maybe I didn't even look at the minor league starts for him. I'm assuming that he was in somebody's AAA system or AA system just pitching to maybe get a look back in. I hope they didn't just sign him off the street and say, let's get a couple starts in. But anyway, looking at that game, I don't like it because I don't know what Kevin Correa is, and Jake Locke stinks. If you just had to pick a game, of course you're going to go to the Pittsburgh Pirates. They're just an overall much better team, but that might be one that you certainly want to leave off and forget about and dump that. Next game, we'll take a look at Atlanta Braves, New York Mets tomorrow. Alex Wood on the mound versus Bartolo Colon. Colon snapped back a little bit there, I believe, in his last start. Wood has been strong, 3.36 ERA. The Mets right now just aren't hitting all that well, so you might want to lead toward the Atlanta side in that one since they are getting plus 110. Again, this is just a very, very raw look at the games tomorrow and what we can anticipate. Colorado Rockies, Miami Marlins going at it again, and this might be the pitching matchup that you want to put on a milk carton at this point. Kyle Kendrick versus Urena. Both of those guys are just terrible. The funny thing is, in that game, they matched up similarly in Colorado a week ago, and they both threw very, very good games in that high altitude. So sometimes in Major League Baseball, you never really bargain on what you're actually going to get out of that one. But that's a tough cap. You have one pitcher is 2-7, the other one's 0-2, one ERA at 6.17, the other one at 4.86. So again, I mean, good luck to you. You might be looking at lineups in that one. I don't know, but that's one we're probably not going to be wagering on. Washington Nationals and the Milwaukee Brewers, Zimmerman versus Fires. Pretty good game right there. 3.18 ERA for Zimmerman, Fires coming in at 4.06. When Milwaukee goes full boat and is healthy, they're a really, really tough team to deal with at the plate. And Washington is banged up with Zimmerman recently today going on the disabled list, as well as Jason Wirth there also. So it looks like Bryce Harper is going to be the man with the plan for the remainder of the summer until they can get some of those guys back and fill in. That game, you know, that game's really hot and cold at this point. Haven't really dug in. I'll take a look if you ask me to lean on a game right there. It's probably going to be Washington just because it's a better overall team. But Fires is a decent pitcher at home. Looking at the LA Dodgers and San Diego Padres, mismatch alert, Clayton Kershaw versus Oradamer Despaigne. The only thing is Despaigne has been pitching fairly well over his past couple outings there, and if you're looking to take a home dog, you're going to be getting 170 to 180 since it is Clayton Kershaw. The one thing, though, is when they do throw that big boy lineup there for the L.A. Dodgers, it is pretty formidable. So that's one of those games where even if you took maybe a run line minus a half run, for the first five innings there, Clayton Kershaw is never a bad option. Pitching a little bit better as of late, dropping that ERA down to 3.36. He's getting that whip to almost under one, so it looks like he might be rounding into form. He does usually pitch well against the San Diego Padres. Also, Arizona Diamondbacks and the San Francisco Giants. That's Anderson versus my man Bumgardner. And I do like betting with Bumgardner, especially at home. The one thing that the guy does is he can hit. And that's big. I mean, if you can handle the bat as a pitcher, you don't have to get a base hit every time. You don't have to hit 300. But if you could just swing and make contact, you never know. I mean, the guy's got a couple grand slams in his career. he can handle the bat a little bit. In the last game that we had, Madison Bumgarner was worth the Phillies. He has staked to a 6-0 lead and actually gave up 4 runs on a grand slam to Jeff Francoeur. So, again, man, sometimes you just don't ever know what you're getting into there. But if you're asking me, a nice lean on Bumgarner tomorrow. Just waiting for that reemergence of Hunter Pence as well to give that that San Francisco Giants some more pop and a real good look. 1-8, they're a really, really good baseball team at the plate. Very disciplined and certainly very balanced as well. Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Danny Salazar versus David Price. A nice matchup. Looks like David Price is rounding into form. Salazar got beat up a little bit in his last start. He is 6-1, and David Price is 5-2. So that's one they're going to want to take a look at. Both teams can hit fairly well. Detroit struggling a little bit this time, but David Price's last start was fantastic, which they won. New York Yankees and the Baltimore Orioles. Pineda against Ubaldo Jimenez. Good matchup there. Nice little American League East rivalry. No real thoughts on that game yet. Going to take a look at some splits there to see how both of those are pitching. I like taking Michael Pineda just because his stuff is really, really special. He's 7-2 on the year, 8-3 when he starts for the Yankees with an ERA of 3.3. So always a decent option there. And he's a slight favorite at Camden Yards. It looks like opening line right around 110 to 115. Toronto Blue Jays and the Boston Red Sox. Hutchinson versus Kelly, two guys, you know, I love Hutchinson. I mean, I'm waiting for him to round back in the form. Looks like he's getting it together slightly there. Jerry Kelly's been terrible for Boston. I expect him to continue to be terrible. And once again, when you do take a look at lineups there, the Toronto Blue Jays are off today. If Encarnacion can start and get in that lineup and they put that full-blast lineup against Kelly, they shouldn't have any problem doing damage there. And once again, the way the Boston bats are just fizzling right now, that's a team that's old and getting older. It seems by the minute, and they're not getting bailed out at all by their starting pitchers. So that's one that's going to be able to take a look at. You have the Chicago White Sox and the Tampa Bay Rays. One guy who's been straight filthy this season is Chris Archer. 8-5 in his team's starts, 7-4 for himself, 1.84 ERA with a whip under 1 going against Danks. You know what? There's no line on that game, and it's hard to – I mean, I don't know what you could take Tampa Bay at. Can you take Tampa Bay at minus 180? I mean, they're lucky to get, you know, 3 runs a game. But when Archer's on the mound, man, is he good, and he's always worthwhile. So that's one to take a look at again on the run line in the first 5 innings. Have to get a good look at who's starting in that game since the Rays are up 2-0. Hopefully they don't have a long bullpen outing, and Colomé seems to be dealing, hasn't given up a run yet through 5 innings. But anyway, you know, I'm not looking at John Danks tomorrow, folks. That's for sure. Chris Archer's definitely going to be high up on that radar. Wandy Rodriguez versus Malone. That's the Twins and the Rangers. Again, this one leaves a little bit to be desired there. Wandy's been decent, though, this year. 3.25 ERA, has a couple nice starts in a row, keeping his team in the equation. And again, when Texas runs a nice lineup out there, especially at home, they can hit a little bit about. Malone is a lefty. Statistically, as you'll know, my man CJ the Razor would say, that team can hit lefties. That's the Texas Rangers. 4.55 ERA and a whip over 1.5. That might spell doom as long as Texas runs out a decent lineup at them. I think they can handle them very well. Seattle, Houston tomorrow. King Felix on the mound versus Oberholzer. 160 on the road. The one thing that you want to take a look at that game, the Houston bats struggle, and they've been in a funk for quite a while right now, and the antidote is not seeing King Felix on the mound. Now, I know Felix is a little bit different when he pitches on the road than at home, but he's never a bad choice. The only thing is, can the bats show up for the Seattle Mariners? I mean, they are hit and miss. The team, I think, where'd they go? About 10, 12 games there, not scoring more than 3 runs. They finally did that in a big way, especially with Seth Smith helping them out the other day. But today, again, they got shut out again. The only problem with some of these big-time hammers come onto the mound with teams that struggle at the plate, it's a little bit harder taking them because, you know, King Felix is going to come with a high price tag, and it looks all fine and dandy, and King Felix goes 7 innings, haven't given up a run. But you look at the scoreboard, and the damn Mariners haven't scored a run either. So some of those times with these big aces there, when the teams aren't hitting behind them, they sort of go into a lull, figuring, you know, King's on the mound night, we got this. Let's see if we can get a run or two and ride off into the sunset, as opposed to if a pitcher who's a young kid out there where you know you got to get run support and they're in full attack mode, they take that into the equation a little bit more. Rounding up the games tomorrow, the Oakland A's at the LA Angels. Chavez versus Santiago. and the final game, the Kansas City Royals and the St. Louis Cardinals. Two very good games. I mean, there's a lot of nice games on the slate tomorrow. Ace Ventura versus Garcia. Kansas City coming into that game as a slight underdog. St. Louis is a little bit banged up, but it just seems like, you know, next man up is what they say. Matt Adams goes down, Holiday goes down. I mean, they just have a 1-8 that can really pay baseball. The only thing it looks like there is that they don't have that big bopper in the lineup that can really help them out. So we'll take a look at that game, but leaning in that way, you're probably going to take the home team. St. Louis is a great, great home team there and certainly pitching very well out of the bullpen. Well, I mean, I hope a lot of the stuff tonight helped you. Tomorrow, taking a look at those games, a fresh look. We're going to be dipping into the playbook tonight, going over to see what we can improve on. And, of course, folks, you know me, take a look at the first five, see what you can do in that type of setting. If it helps you out there, fantastic. If not, go about betting the way that you are comfortable with doing so as well. But tonight's been a really fun show. We'll be back on the air on Monday at noon, recapping what happens over the weekend. I do apologize to the friends, family, and clients that were on the Colorado Rockies with me tonight. We are going to take the loss on that one, which is going to knock us down to 6-2 on the week and an 18-8 run. But hey, tomorrow's a full slate of games. I would love to get a nice three games on the menu tomorrow and at least go to 2-1 and head into the weekend. So we're going to put our best foot forward tonight and get to work immediately once we get off the air. If you have any questions as well, folks, hit me up on Twitter at RightsideVP. Hit me up on Facebook at Donnie Rightside. It's what we're here for. We love doing the show. Long Shots Radio, primetime edition tonight with your host, Donnie Rightside. Good luck in the games tonight, folks. Hopefully you prosper, cash in maybe a little bit later. We only had one play tonight. We're going to sit on that play and, again, get started on Friday. Thanks for listening to the show, folks. We'll be back on the air once again on Monday at noon. This is Donnie Rightside with Long Shots primetime edition. Take care, folks.